satu hoi kitchen, ke satu inside, kesama dengan si Arlie dan si Ariel. Magandang araw sa inyo, Arlie and Ariel. Itong Pinoy kitchen ni bago lang, yung kasabi inside.
We launched 6 months ago. Yeah, it's good.
Magkasama kayo dito. Sino ang boss? Sino ang cook?
Oh, of course, she's the boss.
No, she actually nag-help naman siya kasi meron din siya full-time work. So pag ano, after work,
I only help out.
Yeah, he's helping out. Pagluto ng pata or kung anong pwedeng magawa sa
whatever
dito.
I can do.
Whatever yeah. He can do na ano sa hapon. So nandito siya.
So paano kayo nag-start? Paano nyo naisip na magkaroon ng Pinoy kitchen?
We just love to eat. I guess, and I love cooking. It just started there. Mainly home cooking talaga kami dito. So, even yung siguro na try nyo na rin tsaka yung mga ibang customer namin na if, you know, we have this different approach sa Filipino food. Hindi lang basta makapagluto, you know. It's all from the heart. Yung pagluluto namin, hindi lang makasell, kundi kasi we just love to eat as well. So,
natikman ko yung sisig at merong syempre yung ating crispy pata at binagoongan. Ano pa yung iba ninyong niluluto?
We have kare-kare as well. Ano pa?
Pambansang ulam, which is sinigang, adobo,
menudo, caldereta,
mechado. Pretty much all the Filo dish.
All Filipino food, yeah.
And we have barbecue, pork belly,
pechon kawale.
I don't know, you name it.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
May nag-request din ng toyo.
Maybe. Ito na kayo sa bonsai?
No, Quaker Seal kami.
Quaker Seal, okay. Kailan kayo lumipat ng bonsai?
No, we don't actually live here.
We don't?
Ito yung shop, ang dito sa bonsai.
That's correct, yeah.
So, bakit mo pinili yung bonsai as your place for Pinoy kitchen?
Oh, well, pretty much, she's been actually looking around for so long. And then this opportunity comes, so she grabbed it right away. And she said, why don't we just give this a crack? And you know what I mean? And yeah, praise God, we're still here.
Malapit siya sa station.
That's correct.
Ibig sabihin, puntahin siya ng mga Pilipino?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sino ang mga kasama mo o sino tumutulong sa'yo dito sa Pinag-Kitchen?
Sabi si ma'am ko na sa, ano siya, na sa front siya, nagsiserve, at saka meron din akong kasama ni Guluto din. And we have ibang estudyante na tumutulong din pag ano, part-time. So, yeah, it's a small takeaway. So, hindi naman siya yung restaurant na I need to hire like 100 people or something. So, yeah, it's more like family business.
That's great.
Yeah.
Ngayon, 6 months na kayo. Another 6 months, isang taon na. Ano ang gusto ninyo para sa Pinoy kitchen?
Mas ma-appreciate pa ng ibang nationality yung Filipino food natin. Which nag-i-start na rin dito sa Pinoy kitchen. Kasi hindi lang puro mga Pilipino talaga yung nito-try ng food. Meron na kami mga regular na mga ibang nationality. Australian, Fijian.
And they get to try our dinuguan as well. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Dinuguan, sinigang, they try it.
Yeah, they try.
And it's good.
Dinuguan.
Oh, they liked it.
They like it.
They come back. Can you imagine? You, hey, can I have that? You, what? What's that? The black sauce. We know what the black sauce is.
Super explain din namin sa kanila. But they yung iba are happy to try it. Game sila. Okay, sure, you know, why not? So, nagustuhan naman nila. Yung ibang feedback is interesting or iba, yeah, it's nice. Tapos yung iba, tinatry nila yung yun, binagoongan is I wasn't expecting. Maraming po tayong nagkakagusto ng binagoongan.
Kanina sabi mo, mahilig kong kumain, syempre. Kasama na doon pag mahilig kumain, mahilig din magluto. Wala ka bang professional training o talagang hilig lang?
Tell her nothing.
Just love.
She just loves to cook. It's her passion.
Passion ka lang. At saka syempre, nag-ano din ako, sick din ako ng advice sa mga nanggaling na rin dito, na nagkaroon ng takeaway, or yung mga talaga nagluluto din. mainly mga ano naman yan, yung mga tita-tita, lola-lola. Siyempre, tatatry mo yung iba-ibang
lasa.
And that's where I get my chef inspiration ko din is my family. Kasi even though my kids were born here, they're embraced.
They're so filos.
My daughter love Binagoongan, Bicol Express. My son, and I do chicken curry and I can cook pasta as well. They love pasta din. So, mga pasta din, but dito kasi, syempre Filipino food tayo. So, pag sa bahay, I do cook different na din mga dish. So, hindi lang puro Filipino.
At napansin ko yung price, okay yung price. Kumbaga, hindi siya expensive.
No.
Compared, so cheap.
Compared sa, syempre iba yung sa mall, pero sa mga ibang restaurant.
Yeah.
Reasonable outside. Siya. Oo. Yeah, mga kahit ng ibang customer, they said, you know, actually you can put up your price now if you want to. But we decided not to. Just keep it as it is.
Yeah, maybe later on. Because, you know, if you're going to have a look at it, come on, $8, you can't get any better than that.
Yes.
You have a dish for $8. That's correct. Yeah. So, yeah.
And where do you get the vegetables and the meat?
From local supermarket.
Okay.
Sa mga big grocery fruit and vegetables na ano. There's a lot around.
Last na lang. Pardon sa mga mahilig kumain at magluto at iniisip na magkaroon ng sariling restaurant. Anong advice sa kanila?
It's a big risk. But,
well,
you know, it's go
for
it.
You have to pray for it first.
Yes.
You have to pray for it and just go for it.
Yeah, kung passion mo yun, that's what you want.
You wouldn't know unless you try it.
And it's worth the try.
Oh, yes, for sure. It's big
time. Worth the try, yes.
Maraming salamat, Arnie and Ariel.
Thank you din,
thank you, Ren.
Thank you.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.